mindset of a true cultivator and what is the real meditation. So this part is very useful. She captured it very well. So I mentioned that day, I said the mind state of a true cultivator in daily life is always inner peace leading to inner well-being with inner awareness within. So if your mind cannot calm down, cannot be peaceful and aware within, you are not in the meditative state. And this must be a free mind that is just aware, mindful. Because it is calm, peaceful, tranquil. That's why it has inner peace. Then there is well-being is because there is understanding. There is joy. There is pity. And the mind state are very peaceful, very tranquil, very still, very quiet. And the awareness is always there. That's why the mind state of a true cultivator, even in the midst of life, in their daily life, is so extraordinary, so peaceful, so different. So this one will allow you to check your cultivation. Whatever you have done, you check, you will understand. If your mind state are still not of this caliber or capacity, means you still need to train. And then I go on to describe the mind state. This mind state can then be stabilized and perfected to accumulate into a very stable daily mindfulness with clear comprehension. That one is very important, leading to sati sampajana. You have to stabilize that mindfulness until it becomes very, very stable. Then you have to develop the understanding of the four types of clear comprehension, as stated in the Satipatthana Sutta that I have gone through with you. I think in our earlier sharing, Sui also prepared a short notes. Clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, followed by domain of meditation. Then clear comprehension of suitability. Then the last one is clear comprehension of non-delusion. This one, I think the fourth one, clear comprehension of non-delusion, in order to make it clearer, I will finish off the, there is this very old, in the year 2005, cassette recorded section on this 10 department of insight. I will try to finish it, then I will maybe share it with you all so that you understand. Because within that sharing, I covered the 10 department of insight. It is related to the Noble Eightfold Path. Because I completed the Noble Eightfold Path sharing earlier on. So the only thing that I didn't cover was the 10 department of insight. Because at that time, somebody asked that question regarding the department of insight. I think they read about it in the Vipassana book, the department of insight. So I covered that. So I will try to finish it up, then I will send it out for sharing. Okay, then we go back to that. Okay, the short note prepared by MB. I read again. This mind state can be stabilized and perfected to accumulate into a very stable daily mindfulness with clear comprehension or sati sampajana within to insight into phenomena. The real meditation is daily mindfulness with clear comprehension. So this one is very clear, huh? The mind state of a true cultivator and what is the real meditation. Point number two, the purpose of formal meditation. I explained it very clearly that day. The initial purpose of formal meditation is just to train the mind to be in sati. Then stabilize it to make it ever mindful. After that, continue to relax into all mind state that arises to deepen the stability of mindfulness until the mind enters sati. The first purpose of formal meditation to train the mind until it enters sati is most important and immediate to help one progress along the path of Dhamma or in the meditation. So formal meditation for most people is to train your mind to develop sati, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then there is a second purpose. After you can do that, you should use it to cultivate noble eightfold path, leading to heedfulness. But for the advanced cultivator, there is a second purpose. So the title for point number three is understanding the self nature and the true nature or true mind. The second purpose of formal meditation is to stabilize this sati. So sati is an awareness before the knowing, until one can illuminate one's self nature, in short, abbreviated as capital S and capital A, self nature. That means seeing self nature with clarity within. This self nature then become very clear to you. One can understand deeply what this self nature is and what that true mind is all about. With this clear and deep understanding within, one keep on seeing the mundane mind manifesting or arising from this self nature, or from the true mind, the true nature arises, and how everything created by this mundane mind ceases back to that self nature or true mind or true nature. So if you are mindful, aware, and you are in the meditative state, you start to see them. Then you continue to keep on seeing them until it allows you to understand clearly through the silent awareness within. That's why the awareness itself will awaken and understand. It's not from the thought. No thinking is involved. It's just the awareness. As you develop more and more awareness of what is going on, the understanding will arise by itself. That nature will understand. It will awaken to, and it will insight into phenomena. Then whatever you come upon in life, you can relate them back to the teaching, and the teaching will become very clear to you. So this aspect of the teaching is very important. Then without that self nature, there is no mundane mind. Always remember that. If you don't have a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool to come, that self nature cannot arise. For the self nature to arise within the existential world, you need a form of mind, a karmically conditioned form of mind. That is the vehicle and tool that you need to come. And that is the only way to come with it. Yeah. That's why without that, your self nature cannot arise. So when your self nature arises, the mundane mind arises. Because without the self nature, there is no mundane mind. Without that self nature, there is no perfection of the spiritual faculties. And without the mundane mind, there is no karmic nature. So all these are related. The mundane mind that arises from this self nature is for one to understand that this mundane mind is dependent originating, condition arising, and a causal phenomenon. Because as you see from that silence, from that awareness nature, everything arises. Then how did they arise? There must be causes and conditions. You will understand. Without causes, without conditions, nothing happens. When causes and conditions arise, everything arises. So the first main causes and condition is the sense basis, the sixth sense door, the sixth sense basis that is within our physical body. Five physical and the mind or the brain. Then there is a consciousness trapped within. Then there is a life force that pumps the heart. The life force is the one that trigger off the heartbeat. From your karmic nature, it sends the karmic force. So this karmic force is like a life force that sustains the form of mind's existence. That's why it pounds the heart. That pounding or that vibration that trigger of the heartbeat send all the blood to nourish the organs, the brain, all the cells. So this is how the human form and mind get activated, animated, and then it become alive. It's a state mind. Then like you exist, you are real, but it's actually dependent on these three conditions. The physical body with the senses, the consciousness trapped inside, and the life force. Any of these three conditions cease to be the form and mind, or the so-called human being, or living being, will cease to be. So see clearly the dependent origination, condition arising phenomenon. There is no reality. Everything is just form and mind, depending on dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. Even the mundane mind is the same, the aggregates of mind. Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana, they keep on arising and passing away dependent on condition they arise. When condition continue to sustain itself, it continue to exist. Then when condition cease to be, it cease to be. That's why you keep on witnessing them, seeing them. Then you start to understand that this one is not intrinsic within the self nature. Within the self nature, there is nothing. No word, nothing, you're unconditioned. But from there, everything arises. When condition arise, the form and mind arise. And how did the form and mind arise? That's why the Paticca Samuppada, the dwelling, is the theory behind its arising. So you will see them, because the physical body is connected to the self nature, the awareness within. Then the consciousness is also trapped inside the physical body. Then the life force that give rise to the mental energy that sustain all this activity. Yeah. They are the three main conditions behind its arising. So silence your mind in a meditative state to observe, to see, to pay attention to what is happening. Then you will start to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being, and how the mundane mind arise and pass away. And see clearly that this mundane mind is always dependent originating, condition arising, and because of that it is a causal phenomenon. Hence, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. That is why the mundane mind is impermanent, not real, not you, not what you think. This has been emphasized by me for many, many sessions for the last 14 or 15 years. But very few people can really grasp it until recently, when some of the Kayamita, they have progressed. They start to understand and see the beauty of this teaching. They start to understand what that self nature is, the true nature, that true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, the two aspects of mind. Earlier on, it was not easy because most of you all, even all the Kayamita at that time, they just can't understand, can't follow. They are too far behind. So it's not easy. But over the last few years, the consciousness has evolved. The Kayamita force has become different. That's why a lot of things happen. And many Kayamita get to develop a clearer understanding of what this thing is. Like I predicted 2 years ago, more and more people will awaken and develop the understanding of what this teaching is all about. Then it will transform most Kayamita until you all can really have the Dhamma. Then you will read the website, the purpose and intent of me setting up this website. We call it the Vedatio Kayamita or Dhamma Friends website. You go and read through the noble intent. All those will start to materialize. Finally, is to have more and more Kayamita that has the Dhamma, so that we can all be a blessing to the world, to society, and to the nation and humanity. Then we can help transform the nation's consciousness, the planet's consciousness. Then later on, maybe it will have a direct or indirect influence on the totality of the universe consciousness. So all these are possible. That's why you need to have faith, understanding to move this way. Okay, then we go to point four. Point four is about the higher cultivation. This is what we call the Bodhisattva way, leading to Buddhahood. All of meditation is to see the above clearly. To see them, one has to stabilize one's mindfulness. That's why I say your mindfulness has to be developed until it's very stable. One has to have the ability to illuminate or realize one's self nature very clearly until it becomes so stable, so clear, that one understands what that self nature is. It is so stable and clear that most of the time, one is with the awareness nature within. Always one with it. One with that self nature, with that true nature or true mind. Then only the real penetrative understanding can arise, and the higher meditation or cultivation of the Bodhisattva way can be developed. This second purpose is for those who wanted to understand more of the self nature, the true nature, or the true mind, to go the Bodhisattva way. To do that, one needs to stabilize one's wisdom, to go through the whole process, so that the real cessation of form and mind, Nibbana, can be realized. If it is for the sainthood way, a glimpse of it or a momentary cessation to realize it is relatively easy. But to realize the more stable cessation, Nibbana, for a longer period leading to deep understanding of the self nature is not so easy. One needs more wisdom, more clarity, stability of mindfulness, and more wholesome condition. So this is something for those who are very interested in this way, yeah, to bear in mind, and it can help you. Because this sharing is meant to be, is the condition has arisen, there are people who can understand, and they can make use of this understanding to help them to progress along the path of Dhamma, to develop all this higher cultivation. So this note is very useful. Bear in mind.